And now a federal official's view of the legal uncertainties and ambiguities when a water crisis strikes. Joel Beauvais is the Deputy Assistant Administrator for the Office of Water at the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA's authority in protecting water and air quality has been under attack from legal challenges by states and local industries for years. Joel, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you very much for having me.
My first question is perhaps a blunt one, but how is the Flint situation not a complete failure of the whole EPA system that was designed to prevent precisely what it seems happened in Flint, Michigan?
Well, I think we need to remember the overall framework in which we oversee drinking water regulation here in this country. So Congress, under the Safe Drinking Water Act, really set up a system, a federalist system, in which states are given the primary regulatory authority, and states like Michigan are the ones that are charged with overseeing drinking water systems compliance with the Act. EPA is then in an oversight role, looking at what the states are doing. So in this case, we really had Michigan in the lead role overseeing the activities in Flint.
Is there someone who acts as a first responder in a situation like Flint? If a building's on fire, boy, somebody gets involved pretty quickly. Contaminated water can have just as immediate effect on people's lives. Who and what is the first responder traditionally in America for a water contamination?
Here, the first responder really is the primacy agency, which in this case was the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.
How involved is the EPA in assessing the age of infrastructure in urban areas all around the country and how prone they might be to corrosion effects?
EPA, on a national basis, takes a look at the drinking water needs across the country and our infrastructure needs. So our most recent survey came out in 2013. That was our 2011 needs survey that identified over $380 billion worth of investment needs for water infrastructure over the next 20 years. So those needs go beyond issues with regard to lead service lines, but they certainly point to the challenges that the country as a whole is facing in terms of aging infrastructure.
What is the likelihood that Congress would take up that investment or the state agencies that are directly responsible would take up that investment in anything like the time that the EPA thinks is really necessary to ensure the health of safe drinking water?
Well, there are a number of mechanisms that are used to fund water infrastructure investment, both at the federal and the state level. So that the primary one of those are the state revolving funds. So Congress every year appropriates money through EPA's budget to be dedicated to state revolving funds in every state across the country. And those revolving funds then make low or no interest loans to water systems across the country to help fund needed investments. In addition, Congress recently has authorized a new program, the Water Infrastructure Finance and Innovation Act, that provides yet a new mechanism to leverage congressional appropriations to support loans for water infrastructure. So those are kind of the federal mechanisms, and many states, as I understand it, also supplement those with additional mechanisms.
So in theory, if I'm a mayor of some town that discovers something bad in the water and I can't deal with it directly, but I know what needs to be fixed, I can make a call either to a state or a federal agency and get the money to make sure that drinking water is safe and clean?
Well, certainly the state revolving funds provide and one source of potential low or no interest loans that systems can make use of in order to address challenges like this.
Can the EPA order an evacuation in a town if things get serious enough?
I've not heard of that particular step. The EPA does have authority under the Safe Drinking Water Act to require actions to address imminent and substantial endangerment of public health. And in fact, we have exercised that authority in Flint with an order that was issued in January to the state of Michigan, the MDEQ, and the city of Flint.
Was that order perhaps a little delayed based on the experience of the residents?
We thought it was important to take that action at that point in time because there were continuing concerns with regard to the transparency of provision of information to the public, as well as with regard to, you know, the steps that needed to be taken to ensure that corrosion control was properly implemented at that point and that the water system could be safely and effectively maintained.
Is the EPA involved in the specific oversight of contaminants that can get into drinking water that are directly a result of all kinds of environmental impacts, consumer devices, consumer packaging, as well as industrial processes located near watersheds?
Well, it's really the Safe Drinking Water Act that's the framework that Congress has established for EPA to look at concerns with regard to drinking water. So that really sets up a whole framework for us to identify contaminants that may be of concern, to monitor for those contaminants, and then to assess whether regulatory action needs to be taken.
Is there a next Flint out there somewhere, Joel Beauvais?
I don't think so. I think that Flint really presents a series of very unique and unusual circumstances. Even the circumstance of moving from treated water that was purchased from Detroit to untreated water from the Flint River for a large system like Flint is quite unusual. And the series of steps or missteps on the part of the state regulators in particular is highly unusual. So there certainly are other challenges out there, but I think Flint is an outlier.
Joel Beauvais is Deputy Assistant Administrator for the Office of Water at the Environmental Protection Agency. Joel, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
What's the water story in your town? Fitchburg, Massachusetts. We have terrible water in my town. It's well water and stains everything. You used to have to get this stuff from town hall to run through the washing machine to keep your clothes from getting stained. All the porcelain is discolored. The town got a new filtration system that has improved this somewhat, but I wouldn't drink it. We get water delivered.
This is Cheryl from Arlington, Texas. My city's water is rated as one of the best in the area, so I don't fear for that. But I certainly think about the delivery systems we have all over the country and how at risk we are from our own fault and from attack.
Tell us your water story at 8778MYTAKE or tweet us at The Takeaway.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.